Philip Sample PL 50 in Greater, this date is 05/05/2014. This is a 10-year-old female here with sore throat period. Patient's name is Elizabeth Guillot. Guillot spells G-U-I-L-L-O-T. Elizabeth spells E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H. 10-year-old child accompanied by mom here with sore throat period. Mom said this has been going on for approximately 4 days, said she's been using over-the-counter medication with no improvements. Stated she brought child in today because she's now complaining of being tired, body aches, and sometimes chills. She also stated child had a temperature that's that she did not check. However, she said when she touched the child, she felt very hot, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems, patient reports, along with mom reports. Runny nose, says discharge from her nose is green. Next line, patient reports nasal congestion, pain impression, back of her eyes and in her frontal sinuses, period. Next line, patient reports feeling tired, said her body hurts. She said she has pain with swallowing, period. Next line, mom was asked if the child was exposed to anyone at home or at school with similar symptoms. She says she's not sure, period, but however at home, no one else is sick, period. Next paragraph. My physical exam, she's alert-oriented and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% at room air. Blood pressure is 114 over 71. Pulse 75. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.6. Period. Next paragraph. Nose congested. Green discharge. Erythematous and edematous turbinates. Period. Next paragraph. Face, tender maxillary and frontal sinuses. Period. Next paragraph. Here, TM is ear. TM is clear with no effusion. No erythema. Good light reflex, no tragal tug, no mastoid tendonitis, period. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. No palpable or tendon, correction, same paragraph. No palpable or tendon nodes, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. She has mild but diffuse. She had diffuse but mild inspiratory and expiratory wheezes. Next paragraph. Throat, erythematous and edematous turbinates, uvula is midline and mobile, no exudates present, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is acute pharyngitis. Assessment number two, acute sinusitis. Number three, acute rhinitis. Number four, acute cough. Number five, acute bronchitis. For your next paragraph. The following tests were done in the clinic, and these tests were all negative. Strep, a flu, and COVID. Next paragraph. Patient had a high has a high center score. I will go ahead and treat this patient with antibiotics because of what I've seen clinically. She was treated with amoxicillin 250/5 mL. She would take 1 teaspoon POTID for 10 days, number 150 mils. Next medication, Zyrtec, 5 milligrams chewable tab, 1 POQAM for 14 days. Mom was advised to increase fluids, to come back to the clinic if worse, to go to the nurse emergency room if we are closed. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.